in some kind, I found myself as a loner in the middle of people which really should know what's going to come about. Mm-hmm. And one didn't have the time and the means and the words to explain to the people around what fantastic new world is going to explode. Mm-hmm. I, for example, recall, and it was very difficult to find resonance about these ideas, yeah, with respect to other people. Mm-hmm. And I give you two examples. I approached around 53 Professor Piloty, Hans Piloty, mm-hmm. and I told him that I think this is such a new, fascinating, large field which we are just going to explore, that it, I feel it's absolutely mandatory to have a large university effort to disseminate this information to the students and to other workers. Mm-hmm. I thought even founding a faculty to consider this idea would be a worthwhile idea. Mm-hmm. And Professor Piloty told me, young friend, young man, maybe we think about one course, but not much more. And I found, I give you two more examples. I tried to explain it to my father. My father is has been working for Krupp and had a large organization, a very open-minded man, and he more or less kind of listened to me in a friendly way, you know, your crazy ideas. Now, a third one is more serious. I was conducting my studies as compared to today's studies standards very fast. So only 4 years for my diploma and 4 years for my PhD. Mm-hmm. And I finished my first exam after 2 years and made all tests at once. Mm-hmm. And I got elected to the Studienstiftung des Deutschen Volkes, which is a sponsoring organization for students which excel. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't need money, so I was kind of honorary member of this club. Yes. And we met about once a month in Munich, students together with their peers, two or three professors, and not just electrical engineers, but architects and mechanical engineers and chemical engineers and biological people and people also, students from the university, the LMU, the Ludwig Maximilian University, mm-hmm. so the fine arts. And there were about 30, 40 people, and these gatherings were quite nice. We had coffee and were invited by the wife of the professor. Mm-hmm. It was, at this time, very interesting get-together, exchange ideas. And each time there was a talk about something, about literature or physics or biology and so on. And I was asked also to talk about computers. And I recall still that the interest of my colleagues was almost nil. I thought, what a crazy thing. Mm-hmm. And I think this impression continued very much through my professional life, until maybe very lately, when the personal computer was invented and kind of really is propagating now throughout the world. Mm-hmm. But still some 15 years, you could see that people completely underestimated the power of the computer and the information age.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not so much in your country, but mm-hmm. here in Europe.
Yeah, I suspect so there too.
Yeah.